So, hello everyone. So, I'm Claire, in case those of you on the phone don't know who I am. I'm Steph's curate, and I'm going to be with you, leading you through the service today with Debbie.
Good
Debbie.
morning.
Debbie's from Calverley. Debbie's going to be reading and leading us through the prayers this morning. So it's lovely to have so many of you with us, especially on the phone as well. There's loads of you, which is good to see. It's great because some of you have had COVID or are recovering, so it gives you a real opportunity to join in worship together, all of us. So it is really lovely to have you here with us. Okay, so let's begin. If you've got your sheets, you can wave your palm trees. Hosanna, Hosanna on Palm Sunday. Yes, good waving. Thank you. Okay, so let's start with the preparation. If you join in the bold writing, that would be great. Thank you. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Let your ways be known upon the earth, your saving power among the nations. Blessed are you, Lord God of our salvation. To you be praise and glory forever. As a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, your only son was lifted up that he might draw the whole world to himself. May we walk this day in the way of the cross and always be ready to share its weight, declaring your love for all the world. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. A Song of Lamentation. Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? Look and see if there is any sorrow like my sorrow, which has brought upon me, which the Lord inflicted on the day of his fierce anger. For these things I weep, my eyes flow with tears, for a comforter is far from me, one to revive my courage. Remember my affliction and my bitterness, the wormwood and the gall. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It's good that we should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord, for the Lord will not reject forever. Though he causes grief, he will have compassion. According to the abundance of his steadfast love, for he does not willingly afflict or grieve anyone. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and shall be forever. Amen. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you. Now and forever. Amen. And now the collect of the day. Almighty and everlasting God, who in your tender love towards the human race sent your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross, grant that we may follow the example of his patience and humility and also be partakers of his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
The Word of God, reading from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Jesus, as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equally with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant,
being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as man, he humbled himself by becoming the obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Now we're moving on to the psalmody, and actually I know it's not in bold, but I think we can all say it together, if that's okay. Off we go. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we will bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine on us. With boughs in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, the praises of the Most High.
And our scripture for today, Luke 19, 28 to 40. Jesus comes to Jerusalem as king. After Jesus said this, he went on ahead, going to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethphage at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied up there, which no one else has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you why you are untying it, say, 'The Lord needs it.' Those who were sent ahead went and found it, just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They replied, 'The Lord needs it.' They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down to the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of the disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples.' 'I tell you,' he replied, 'if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out.'" And now we're going to say a chant. "We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. We preach Christ crucified, the power of God and the wisdom of God. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world."
Now to the Benedictus, the Song of Zechariah. The word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to those who are being saved, it is the power of God. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, God promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all that hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath God swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of all their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to those who are being saved, it is the power of God. Okay. And now to the sermon, which is mostly from Steph and a little bit from me. Steph is, as I said before, at another service today. All right. So yesterday I was in Calverley Village Hall preparing for a marriage preparation course. It was full of excitement. I was laying cloths, putting pretty flowers around. I felt like I was getting married myself. It was so exciting. And the joy that surrounded the occasion. And when they arrived, I was like, welcome, you're getting married in a church, because that doesn't happen much these days. And we've got several weddings coming up actually in the Exe Valley. And it just reminded me, like, today is Palm Sunday, and the joy was huge, wasn't it? Entering Jerusalem for Jesus. Even Jesus said, you know, when the Pharisees tried to hush him up, it's like, oh, well, even the stones will shout. There's so much happening and so much happiness here today. So Palm Sunday gives us our entry into Holy Week, and Palm Sunday starts the mark of the journey through Holy Week to Easter Day. The story of Holy Week contains lots of highs and lots of lows, hopes and fears, and real, real joy. And over the next week, we're going to be moving from praise and celebration through to betrayal and denial and grief and despair, from disbelief to utter joy at the finale for Easter Day. And many churches throughout the world today will be processing around their church this morning, holding their palm crosses high, singing, Hosanna, Hosanna. And the word Hosanna is in Hebrew means save, save, or even more urgently, save us now. In other words, we're like desperate. We need help. We're in trouble. Help. Jesus, along with many other pilgrims, arrives in Jerusalem a week before Passover. And this was to ensure that all the preparations and the ritual purification could take place before the festival. And every year, Jerusalem's population grew from 50,000 to 200,000 during the Passover. And the Roman governor of Judea would ride up to Jerusalem from his residence on the coast. And then he would come with his imperial entourage, a visual reminder to the Jewish pilgrims that loyalty should be to Rome. In contrast, the Jewish pilgrims would be commemorating their ancestry victory against their Egyptian oppressors, moving from slavery to freedom. As Pilate made his imperial way into Jerusalem from the west, Jesus came from the east. Whilst Pilate looked every inch the ruler, Jesus rode on a donkey, defenseless and weaponless. His actions fulfilled the words of the prophet Zechariah, Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey. The crowd understand the significance of Jesus entering Jerusalem on a donkey. They interpret it as a sign that he is the Messiah, the one they've been waiting for. Blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord, they cry. Some of the Pharisees cotton on to what Jesus said by Jesus' actions. They ask Jesus to rebuke the disciples and tell them to be quiet, but Jesus refuses. I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out. All creation was made to worship this king who is Lord of all, a king riding into Jerusalem, not on a horse, on a donkey. A king with an entourage, not of soldiers or great display of power, but surrounded by people on foot. People who threw their raggedy cloaks onto the dusty road, the blind, the lame, the tax collectors, the prostitutes and the sinners. A king not travelling in triumph, but travelling towards his death. God on a donkey, dying to live, a suffering king. This is the paradox of our faith. Despair and hope travel on the road to Jerusalem together. Despair and hope, they travel the road to Jerusalem together, and they travel every road we take. Despair at what in our madness we are bringing down on our heads, and hope in him who travels the road with us and for us, and who is the one of us all, who is not mad. The Christian story is the story of God who comes to die so that we can live. And that was written by Frederick Buchner. And the Christian story tells us that we are known and loved and held by this God who died that we might live. We are loved by Jesus, who has promised to stick with us, even when I don't want to accept his love. We are loved by God, who takes our half-baked, half-hearted, and often selfish worship and accepts it and turns it into something of beauty. We are loved and cherished by a God that knows our hosannas and are all too often hollow and meaningless sometimes. But here's our heartfelt plea of save me. And we are loved by Jesus, who takes all of these things and carries them to the cross for me, for us. So welcome to Holy Week. Here we are. And here is our God. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna.
Okay, let's say together. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to those who are being saved, it is the power of God. Now, time for reflection. Our prayers. Our loving Heavenly Father, we come to you with our thanks and praise. All things are possible with you, our wonderful Maker and Redeemer. We humbly bring our petitions to you in the knowledge that we can talk to you about anything. In all areas of unresolved conflict in our troubled world, where grievances and complicated history is apparent, where shattered lives and destroyed cities are the evidence of our wars, and we feel helpless at so much brokenness. God of our hope, we place our trust in you. Help us walk humbly with you. In political decision making on energy, security, aid and sanctions, where true leadership and wisdom matter, when government should meet the needs of the people, when costly decisions are needed and our self-interest needs to be set aside for the good of others. God of our hope, We place our trust in you. Help us walk humbly with you. When the homeless, refugees and frightened families shiver in distress, when our vice policy is too complex and bureaucratic to save the desperate, when in our relatively affluent country, some go hungry and many with homes are struggling to stay warm amid rising energy costs, we know that change is needed. God of our hope, we place our trust in you. Help us walk humbly with you. In the absence of safety and home, when refugees flee to the borders in the pauses between shelling, when the humanitarian crisis is building and families are torn apart and we fear the fresh horrors of the news. God of our hope, we place our trust in you. Help us walk humbly with you. In our relative security and safety in this country, where we are tempted to trust in our own strength, when our compassion fails, when we lack the imagination to walk in the shoes of others, forgive us, Lord, and help us to be mindful of those around us. We name those who are in need of our healing and touch, particularly in our X Valley. For the sick, Jacques, Jen, Jennifer, Alan, Aileen, Rosemary, Ali, Brenda, Kathy, Olivia, Gerald, Cynthia, Rod, Pippa, Joe, Stephen, and Margaret. And for those who have been recently bereaved, we ask for you to comfort the families of Richard Hurley. God of our hope, we place our trust in you. Help us walk humbly with you. Lord, give me humility in which alone is rest, and deliver me from pride, which is the heaviest of burdens. Possess my whole heart and soul with the simplicity of love. Occupy my whole life with the one thought and the one desire of love, that I may love not for the sake of merit, not for the sake of perfection, not for the sake of virtue, not for the sake of sanctity, but for you alone. Amen. Now we're going to say the Lord's Prayer together. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. The Lord's Prayer is said, Our Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
So to the conclusion, may Christ, who bore our sins on the cross, set us free to serve him with joy. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, thank you all for joining us today on this happy day, this Palm Sunday day.